honored to deliver shir.
Okay, Matan Torah. So we're gonna see probably two pieces. I don't know if we'll have time for three pieces related to Matan Torah. And there's obviously so much to talk about, and I just sort of zeroed in or zooming towards the actual introduction to the receiving of the Torah, and you could study the Ten Commandments or I don't know, or watch the movie later today. Okay, so Vayaged Moshe es divrei ha'am el Hashem. So Moshe delivered words, the words of God, to the people. Vayaged Moshe es divrei ha'am el Hashem. Sorry, Moshe delivered God, the people's words to Hashem. Pasuk zeh kulo miyutar. Says all of this is extraneous. Ki kvar ne'amar vayashev Moshe es divrei ha'am el Hashem. It already said that. It literally said, Hashem, you know, vayashev Moshe. He brought their words to Hashem. So why is it vayaged Moshe? V'rashi pirshe higid la'kadosh baruch hu eich amri Yisrael ritzoneinu l'ra'ot malkeinu. So Rashi says that it means that he told God how the Jewish people said, you know, we really want to see our king. Like, we want to be a part of this. V'davar zeh eino meforish pamikra. But this is like, you know, it's made up. I mean, this is a medrash. That's very nice. V'ulai, kasha l'rashi, shetevos el Hashem nirin miyutarim, ki ayol alomar v'yaged Moshe es divrei ha'am elav, sh'arei im Hashem u'medaber, el lefi shezet shuba al masha amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'abur yishma ha'am bedabri imach, v'gam b'chal ya'aminu le'olam. So basically he's saying is that this is a response to that which God said, that ba'avur yishma am, that the nation shall hear, the people shall hear that I'm speaking to them, and they'll believe in you. They'll believe, you know, in you forever. Believe in, like, in Moshe. V'heim amru nishma'el Hashem v'lo al Moshe. And what did the people say? Because God wanted to establish Moshe's credentials to the people. So he's like, look, I'll tell you, I'll give you, as the kids would say, I'll give you the tea. Right, I'm talking about the tea. Right, that's like the information. You know what I'm talking about. I'll give you the tea. Right, and then, like, you know, you'll give it to the people, and Hashem's like, it'll have a dual, purpose. Right, they'll believe in me, and they'll believe in you forever. Right, lo kam b'Yisroel kamo she'od. And what did they answer? They said, you know, we'll listen to God, but we're not listening to you. V'zeh she'amar, mayaged Moshe divrei ha'am u'mayi divrei. So what was the thing that they said? Al ze amar el Hashem. Ki amru el Hashem nishma v'lo elecha. When it says in this pasuk, the beginning up here, Vayaged Moshe et divrei ha'am el Hashem, basically about Hashem, concerning Hashem, right? They said, we're going to listen to Hashem, we're not going to listen to you. V'adayin lo parsh b'mikra, heichan shama Moshe mehem sh'amru zeh, v'od kasha, lama ne'amar l'mala v'yashev Moshe, v'chan ne'amar v'yaged Moshe. It's like, okay, that's very nice. But we still have a couple of issues. Number one, he says, why doesn't the Torah actually say when Moshe heard that? Like, that's pretty important information, right? The people saying, like, hey, Moshe, you know, God will listen to you, but not you. That there's something actually very positive about that, right? And we'll see it in a minute, right? What's positive about that? Because Judaism really is about having a personal relationship with God. The whole issue of the Cheta Egel, right, which comes a few parshias later, right, but happens much much quicker, much sooner, right, 40 days after this moment, after Matan Torah, was that they felt like they needed a mediator, they needed someone in between, some Melitz Beinotam, some go between them and Hashem. And you know, this is a nice thing. So why wouldn't the Torah say it? That's number one. Number two, why does it say Vayashev Moshe? Yashev Moshe means he brought it, like he returned the words to God, versus Vayaged, he told. Elakach Perusho says, Rav, this is what's going on. Lefi Shenemar Vayavo Moshe Vayikra Lezikne Ha'am V'Gomer Vayanucha La'am Kol Asher Diber Hashem Na'aseh. Okay, so you have the famous response of the Jewish people, where Moshe goes to the elders of the people and tells them what's going on and what do you think, guys? And they all answer and they say, Na'aseh. Na'aseh, right? We're going to do it. We're in. We'll listen later. But they didn't really say anything. He didn't really tell them anything. It just says, like, he kind of spoke to them, but he cried. He didn't even, he just called for them. And he's like, hey guys, come on, Gather around. But again, it doesn't say anything. It's really interesting because it's like we learned this a few weeks ago where I brought in the pasuk about Cain and Hevel, where it says by Yomer Cain el Hevel, you know, they were in the field and it says by Yomer Cain el Hevel, and then he got up and killed him. And it's like, what did he say? Like, why, you know, the Torah sometimes it leaves certain important details out, right? And that's what's happening here by Yikra. He pulls them together and what he didn't tell them anything, but they said Na'aseh. So what's going on? Elavadai shemiyadka shero shemosha diber devarav elazakinim. Rather, what happened was this: when they saw when the elders the leaders of the people, the tribal leaders saw that Moshe was speaking to them, az miyade vinu shekol advarim yed derech sarsarut shakadosh baruch hu yedaber lemoshe umoshe lazakinim uzakinim liyisrael. What they realized was all of this was going to be like, this was going to be like, you know, kind of very circuitous. That would be the good word for this. Sarsarut, circuitous. It's gonna be a roundabout. Lasur means to veer off, right? So it's like almost like a game of broken telephone, right? Where Hashem's going to speak to Moshe. Moshe will speak to the Zakanim will speak to the Jewish people. Right? It's almost lahavdil, like these negotiations, right, that are ongoing. And then this guy is going here, and the Qatar guy is going there, and Blinken guy is going, oh, and now the Hamas guys are coming, you know, and they hold all the, you know, they call all the shots. It's actually maddening and sickening, to be honest. Like, oh, Khaled Mashal is coming to Cairo. We should all be really excited. Are you kidding? Khaled Mashal should have a target on his head, and he shouldn't be able to get out of the airport without getting, whatever. Right? It's ridiculous. But it's all derech sarsarut because by definition, right, you know, we can't negotiate, right? Whatever. Okay? Lahavdil, lahavdil, lahavdil. The Jewish people are like, you know what? We want to hear it. We want to hear it straight from God. Well, what do we mean? We want Moshe and there's a Canaan. How do we know what we're really getting the authentic message? Miyad kafzu Yisrael la'anot le'Moshe. So therefore, the people jumped in, right? It's like, all right, guys, all right, gather around. Here's what's going on. The horu b'zeshelam chayfitz parsar sarut shel zakenim. We don't want the zakenim. We don't want them as intermediaries. We want in. We want in. We want to hear. We want to hear God. Ba'amro kol asher diber Hashem na'aseh. When they said everything God says, you know, we're gonna listen to. Horu she'enan chafitzim gam besar sarut shel Moshe. They even said, not only do we not want the intermediaries of the Zakenim or the mediation of the Zakenim, we don't even want Moshe to be that go between. Va'amru she'na'aseh kol asher yidaber Hashem eleinu. We want to hear what God has to say. And we're going to do whatever God has to say. If a person, there's someone else who's coming in, is going to sort of take it down a notch, I don't know. Even Moshe, I don't know. Below Moshe to daber ata elinu. We don't want to do what you're telling us to do. We want to do what God's telling us to do. V'ta'amam v'nimukam imam, ki ritzonam lirot malkam. And what they're saying is, like, if this is happening, we want in. We want to see the king. We want to be in the inner sanctum. Ki haya lahem lomar stam kein na'aseh. All they needed to say was, yeah, well, we're in. You got it. We'll do it. Ela sha'amru kol asher diber Hashem na'aseh. Everything that God says we're going to do. What is that doing? This is now a Talmudic deduction. Lema'et dibrei Moshe. To exclude la'afuke would be. Exactly. Right? To going over Moshe. We just want God. We want direct connection. That's why it says everything Hashem says we'll listen to and we'll do. Because, yeah, Moshe, great, we love you, but no. If this is happening, this is going to be just us. Gam ramzu ba'amram kol asher diber Hashem na'aseh. Da'kadosh baruch hu diber ve'ata im shamua tishmu bekoli. Shma mina shuratza Hashem shehima yishmu'u kol Hashem edaber imahem. V'lo yedei sar sarut. And what he says, what you find is, that Moshe said the same thing. That God himself said the same thing. Because they said, Kol Shedibar Hashem Na'aseh. And then God says, Ve'ata, and now, Im Shamua Tishma'u Bikoli, if you hear my voice. Doesn't say you hear my words. My words could be conveyed through Moshe. My voice? That's just me. right? Sheheima yishmu kol Hashem daberi mahem. V'loya de sar sarut, and not through these mediators. V'amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, eila dvarim asher tedaber al b'nei Yisrael, ata be'atzmecha, lo al yedei shum sar sarut, Moshe halach v'gidel azakinim techila, v'yachor li Yisrael heitev, al shidaberi mahem Hashem, al yedei shnei sar sarim, al kein amru kol asher deber Hashem, na'aseh lishmoa b'kol Hashem, mamash, like you just said, to go over their heads, right? It started happening this way, and they said, no, we want to go, we want to speak to the boss. Okay, we want to hear it straight from the boss. What's fascinating is, did this sentiment remain? Did this sentiment remain of the Jewish people? No. They heard God's voice and they said, Moshe, like, whoa, we're completely overwhelmed. We're about, we feel like we're about to die. Right? Literally, the Medrash says they did die and they resurrected, whatever that means, right? And they're like, you know what, Moshe, you take this. We can't handle it. You take it. But what's beautiful is that there was that desire, that they aspired to that, right? That was really the initial reaction was, we really want to hear it. And okay, so maybe they weren't ready to hear God's voice. Maybe it was, they realized that it was like too overpowering to them. And obviously again, Cheta Egel, happens sort of as a result of that, like going too fast. You know, too soon. It's like I talk to the kids about flipping out, and it's like they're famous, what happens? How do you flip out? Well, you flip out when, there's like a ladder, right? And then you want to jump, to the sixth ring of the ladder without, first, climbing up, the first and second and third ring. You're not doing it right. So like, wait a minute, you were like barely keeping Shabbos like a minute ago and now you're like, Hasidish with payas. Like, that's not going to work. Right? And you're going to fall down, right? By definition, right? We know how that works. Okay? See, he's laughing. He's like, yeah, I've seen a few guys like that. It's true. But that's what happened. But there's real beauty to that aspiration, to wanting that. And actually, it really sheds a very nice light, a very positive light on the Jewish people, saying, we don't want to play around with mediators. Look at the next piece. If you turn the page, open up. Vayi kolodu brakim. So either A, it was too much for them, or B, and this is a corollary of A, it was too much for them, not just the awesome power of God, but the sense of responsibility and achrayu to, like, if God tells you, kosher, Shabbos, don't do this, don't do that. How could you ever say no to that? That's the real, and that was the real rebellion. That's like the Katzker Rebbe's Yahrzeit of yesterday. One of my favorite Vartlach from the Katzker Rebbe is, and it's on this week's Parsha, and thank you for bringing it up, is the Pasuk says, Vayar Ha'am, at Har Sinai. Vayar Ha'am, Vayanu'u, the people saw, they saw God, right? It literally says they saw thunder. Right, Ra'u et HaKolot, like they're seeing these incredible, infinite, spiritual visions, right? The thunder, the lightning, the kol ha-shofars we're going to talk about now, right? God's voice thundering, etc. Vayanu'u, they were moved, they were inspired. Vayanu, like that's from the language of na'anu'im, the shakings with the lulav. Vayanu, they were moved, they were stirred. And what did it say next? Vayamdu merachok, and they took a step back. Katzker Rebbe says, guys, what do you mean? You're inspired, you're pumped, you're on fire. You take a step forward. Like, you're going to sit in the back of the shul? If you want in, like, move up, guys. Move up. And he says that people are capable of doing that because it's scary, right? Because when there's a certain truth that's like smacking you in your face, that's scary to fully commit, right? And then what's the rest of the pasuk is Moshe. U'Moshe nigash el ha'arafel asher sham ho Elohim. And what did Moshe do? Moshe walked into the confusion, into the cloud, right, where God was, right? I don't know it's the abyss. It's an unknown, el ha'arafel. I don't know where it's going to take me. I don't know where it's going to lead me. But if I'm following the MS, if I'm following the truth, I want to go straight, and I'll figure it out, right? Step by step. That's pshat. Okay. Vayi kolo subrakim. So we have thunder, lightning, etc. So right here on the next page. Miktas mefarshei Torah tuli tein tam almaze hayu kolot elu v'kolo shofar. Like the mefarshim try to explain, like, what were these sounds? Like, there's the thunder, there's the shofar, v'chol echad oser remazim al derech hadrash kifisichlo, and everyone gives their various allusions. V'akorvei lailo sif dimyon bazeh. And here's what I want to sort of add to this. He says that thunder and lightning are actually the opposites of the sound of the shofar. Thunder, it's momentary, right? It rumbles from the clouds, and it's done, and it goes away. It's there, and then it's done. Thunderstruck, right? The habarak yatzachitzo. Kerega nire ukerega safu tamu. Same thing. Lightning, boom, right? Even the mitzvah of like saying a bracha on the lightning. It's like you have to say it on a bolt. Like it's very hard to catch the lightning bolt, right? It's like that. It's here today, gone tomorrow. Aval kola shofar. What was the nature of the kola shofar? Holeich v'chazek. Right? And there's a reason why the Tekiah Gedolah is so sort of evocative, you know, to people. And we're so enamored with it. Why? Because it just continues. And that was the sound at Har Sinai. It was holeich v'chazek me'od. It just kept going, right? Thunder, lightning, boom, boom. Kol shofar keeps going. Al kein karov lomar. So he's saying, what's going on here? Sheremezehu l'shnei kitot ha-mekablim ha-Torah. So he says that this alludes to two different types of people who receive the Torah. Ziknei tamidei chachamim, v'ziknei am ha'aretz. The, you know, kind of studious kinds of leaders, the elders of tamidei chachamim, v'ziknei am ha'aretz, and people who are more in the kind of... the hamonam type people, right? You know, people who are a little more ignorant. Ki elo mosifin chachma, because these people, the tamidei chachamim, right? The students, tamidei chachamim, they increase wisdom, and the others, they just keep getting more foolish. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. So that's the shofar. Kach shofar zeh shaya min elo shel Yitzchak. So it's like the shofar, which they say the shofar was from the ram, the horn of Yitzchak, of, you know, the ram. Umitiaches achar tzadik, kolo holeich v'chazek, right? That keeps going. Kiziknei tamidei chachamim, mosifin chachma tamid. Like you just said, Michael, right? Kinat sofrim tarba chachma. The more wisdom you want, the more you want, the more you want to understand, the more wisdom is going to be brought into the world. You want more, right? The more, like, you get a little taste of it, and like, wow, I want more. This is amazing. Right, aval ha'inyan hagas ve'av hamitiaches achazikneh ha'aretz. But you know, kind of the more base, physical, coarse kind of understanding of things, or simple or surface understanding of things, those are the amay aretz. Those are students of the foolish, the ignorant people who are unlearned. Hine kolam v'nitzotz oram eino ki'im lefi sha'ah. Right, there are people who are like flash in the pan kind of people. You know, it's almost like, think about this song, the Billy Joel song, The Entertainer. Right? He's there. He's here today, gone tomorrow. I'm the entertainer. Today you liked him. You know, he's like a pop star or nothing, right? He's good, you know, and then they go away. And then there's like guys like, you know, Mick Jagger who never go away, right? Right? No, there's like things that really, lahavdil, that really, people that really make a difference in the world, that can really effectuate change in the world versus, you know, the various, as we call them, the isms, you know, that pop up every, you know, this thing, wokeism and this ism and that ism. They're here today, gone tomorrow. Right, but then there are real, you know, ideas that are eternal, that are foundational, and those stay forever. That's who we are. That's the Torah. That's, you know, the real American values, right? Built on the Judeo-Christian ethic. That's real, right? That's real. That's not going away, right? And that's the idea. And that's the shofar versus the kolot brakim. Umilat shofar darshi milashin shapru ma'aseichem. The idea of a shofar actually means l'shaper. The word l'shaper means to make things better, to improve, to improve, right? You want to do, you want to improve yourself. You want to improve your home. You want to improve your values. That's the word shofar. And this makes sense according to what we're saying. And it also speaks to the merit of Yitzchak, sholeich v'chazek, that continues. V'nishma kolo b'chol dor v'ador holeich v'chazek, and his sound, his voice, right, the voice of Yitzchak, the voice, and by the way, and if you think about it now, why Yitzchak? Yitzchak is about strength and sacrifice. Strength and sacrifice. Right? It was 3 days ago, I get a phone call from Dovrat. I see she called me a couple of times, and our uterus. So what's going on? Everything okay? I was in class. She says Rotem's uncle was just killed in Gaza, right? Rotem was one of our Benot Sheirut, and we need to get her on a plane. We need to get her back. She wants to be at the funeral. Baruch Hashem, she got there. 36-year-old guy, Miluimnik. He was injured. He was one of the heroes who saved Be'eri, on that day, October 7th. And then he's still in. He was like special forces. He was in Al Shifa Hospital when they raided Shifa Hospital, and he got injured there. Got injured, begged. He said, "I want to go back in," and was back in after all of that he did already in those 3 months. I need back in. I'm going to go back in, and unfortunately he was killed. This is the strength. This is the strength of the Jewish people. This is the Elo Shel Yitzchak. Right, the ability to say, you know what, there's a higher priority here, and there's a Jewish people, and there's a land, and this is who we are. That's the kol hashofar. That's holeich v'chazek, and that's why they say that there were two shofars, right, on the ram. Right, he has two sides of that. So the first shofar, they say, they blew it at the time of Kiddush Yitzchak. The second shofar. That's the shofar of Mashiach, right? Both sides of that ram. And I think to just tie it all together, going back to the original piece, right? You have the Jewish people who are like, we want in. And all of a sudden, like 5 minutes later, they're like, yeah, no thank you. Right? And that's exactly what we don't want. We should all be zoche, not just us here in our community, but the Jewish people, Am Yisrael, around the world. It shouldn't be a flash in the pan. We shouldn't be like thunder or lightning. It should be like the kol shofar. We should only get stronger and mightier, Mirtz Hashem, as we bring an end to this terrible conflict. Amen.